Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Well, good morning, Pacific Northwest and Portland, Oregon and Southwest Washington. Welcome to Investing Simplified. In studio with me is Carl Jepson, Carl Jepson, attorney at law.
Good morning.
Morning, Chuck. Carl.
Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, and Kevin Stege with Baker Pros and CPA firm.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, guys, exciting things are this weekend. Really exciting things. We had yesterday the 242nd birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Listen closely here. We got a little drum roll here. This is for all you Marines out there, as I am one myself, and I would like to welcome any Marine that's got a great story about somebody in your family. Give us a call today. This is a day we're going to kind of promote the show to all vets, and today is Veterans Day. And Carl, you're a vet of the Air Force?
I am, and I'm anxiously awaiting the Air Force theme song so that we can fly above it all. Just remember, jet noise is the sound of freedom.
What's that old saying about you'd rather soar with eagles than fly with seagulls or something like that?
Yeah. Well, like that. I don't know. The Marine Corps always just says, you know, well, thank you for the ride. You know.
Well, I think the Marine Corps theory is first to fight.
Well, usually, yeah.
Yeah, first usually. To fight. And unfortunately, lately, it's mostly been in bars, but that's another story. But seriously, if you're a Marine or an Air Force person or an Army or anybody who served in the military, or you got a story about somebody in the military and you want to share it with the audience, we're more than happy to hear you. And just, you know, it's kind of interesting. Veterans Day is today. And, you know, a week and a half later, we celebrate Thanksgiving. And I got to say this. I don't think there's anything in America to be more thankful for than it is for our veterans. And we can say thanks for a lot of things, but people who will actually put their life on the line. And I'm going to say veterans, but I'm also going to say, you know, for people who get to accidents first, what's it called?
First responders.
Yeah, first responders. You know, the police, the fire people, they all put themselves in jeopardy to serve the people. Those are the real public servants, not politicians. The guys who really put their lives on the line, who have some skin in the game, like their own life. Those are the people we really need to honor, and we do want to honor all the vets today. And so if you've got a story about a vet, you can pick up the phone, give us a call. We're more than happy to hear it. 503-417-9595, toll-free 877-733-1011. We're going to be playing the songs throughout the show, and in honor of all the militaries, we're going to do the Navy, the Army. What was that other one? Air Force, I think? Yeah, Air Force.
Well, technically it started out as the Army Air Corps, but then in 1947 it became the Air Force.
Ah, yeah. So they're probably the youngest.
They are the youngest
of the group, yeah. Yeah. And I saw that Army finally beat the Air Force in football this year. So I was kind of surprised. The Air Force had kind of been beating up the two, and it's kind of good to see the Army and the Navy kind of get a little revenge back to the Air Force. Not that we would care. Yeah.
No rivalry there.
No. None at all. Hey, listen, if you got a question, pick up the phone. I want to talk about, I'm going to talk real quickly here about the market. I've got Jason Jenkins is going to call in here pretty quick, and we're going to talk a little bit about asset lock. And I got to tell you, we've had a lot of people. We've notified a lot of our clients that they can sign up for asset lock and get it available to them. And we're going to have this seminar on November 30th. And I do want you to mark that day, November 30th at the Holiday Inn. If you can possibly make that seminar, you want to be there. And I think I got Jason on the line. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, good morning to you, Chuck.
Good morning. You might have missed our promo, but our show today, we're kind of honoring all the veterans because today's Veterans Day. And we also celebrated yesterday the Marine Corps' 242nd birthday.
I saw that. That's absolutely, as you know myself, I mean, to me, it's what makes the fabric of this country run, those that serve our country. So, today's a very special day for this country.
Well, absolutely. And listen, we've got a very special day coming up. November 30th, you're going to be coming to Portland. We're going to talk about asset lock. I was just mentioning we have a lot of our clients have signed up for asset lock. We've sent the program out to people who can sign up for it. And we're having a lot of people. We're having a lot of success with people getting on and getting on the program. So tell us why somebody deserves to have asset lock.
You know, that's a great question, a great statement, and I get asked that quite a bit. And my response is that they deserve to have asset lock because they're the ones that, you know, are working hard like all of us every single day. You know, when we think about money and we think about our financial resources, those are only as great as the dreams and the aspirations that they help fuel in our lives. And, you know, wherever somebody is who's listening to the show right this second, you know, there's, you know, if you're young family and you're raising kids or you're retired, or, you know, there's always something that's going on in our lives. And so when it comes to, you know, why somebody deserves to have asset lock, it's because they are the ones that have sacrificed, and the sacrifices that nobody will ever know. Right, Chuck? I'm like, you could share with us on the show about, you know, when you're raising your family or even now, you make sacrifices that a lot of people won't know, correct?
Absolutely.
You know, and I feel like I do in my life, and everybody, you know, but we do that because we love those who we call friends and family and colleagues. And why people deserve to have asset lock is because when it comes to their money, and when it comes to those that give, you know, financial advice, it only makes sense to have better communication that surrounds that money, that you can stay effortlessly connected so that you can have a little bit more peace of mind, you know, knowing what's going on versus just kind of sitting back. I mean, just to put some raw data that I read yesterday, a lot of people don't know this. For the very first time since the S&P 500 has been around, the last 12 months, the volatility has been historically low. It has never moved outside of a 3% drawdown. Never. Chuck, this has never happened before in the history of the S&P 500, where it's gone 12 months and it hasn't dropped down more than 3%. I share that is because, you know, there's very much a habit of us, like, you know, we're kind of short-sighted when it comes to investing. And that's great, and that's awesome that it's hitting new highs and it's creating wealth, and I think that is because that's what it's about. But at the same time, you know, because asset lock communicates on the way up. But at the same time, when we talk about the downside, people deserve to know that they can have a tool like asset lock that doesn't cost them anything when they work, you know, with you and your firm there, Chuck, and that it will allow them to know that no matter the direction that this market goes, that there's a plan in place. And so I say that with just pure conviction down to my core, not because I'm the gentleman who, you know, is running this company. And no, is because I've watched it help too many people across this great country of ours. And so that's why I'm excited to come out. I'm hopeful that, you know, we get many people there, and we can basically teach them about the tool, how it works, and at least they know about it.
You know, Jason, I do want to clarify something, because I do want to make sure we full disclosure here. Asset Lock is not a nonprofit organization. Jason runs a company that actually works and contracts with advisors like myself, and we actually pay for the service, so our clients and our people can use it for free. So
that's correct.
Yeah, and so it's a service that we're making available to the public, because I want to make sure people understand they're just not going to be able to go to the website, lock in, sign up on that, and sign up. They're going to have to go through a actual advisor who is working with the system.
That is correct, and I'm glad you clarified that. That we, you know, someone like yourself, for those who are listening, we consider Chuck to be an Asset Lock equipped advisor. And there's not many across the country, and that is correct. They can't just go to our website and say, "Hey, I want this." No, you'd have to, you know, work with, you know, Chuck and his team. And again, Chuck, you've heard me say this. I mean, it speaks volumes for those who stand up and say, "Yes, I want to implement this tool," you know, to my clients, and really carry that banner of, you know, people talk about being a fiduciary and they talk about transparency. But the reality is, unless you have systems in place or a tool like Asset Lock, it's virtually impossible, and you know that. You can't watch every account for every client.
I have to tell you, I had a guy in the other day that we were discussing Asset Lock, and he said, "Well, you know, I have the same kind of thing with I won't say the name of the company." And I said, "Really?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh yeah." And I said, "Well, did they call you in 2008?" He said, "No." And I said, "They didn't?" I said, what about 2009 when the market hit all-time highs? Did anybody call you?" He said, "No." And I said, "Well, then what you have is nothing like Asset Lock.
We actually
will notify you. We'll actually engage with you and let you know what's happening and what you need, the action you need to take." And this is a totally different concept, and people who invest. I've had a lot of people come in and say to me, "Wow, this is so cool," because they've been looking for something like this.
Well, that's just awesome to hear. I mean, I feel blessed because, you know, obviously the position I'm in, I mean, like literally, non-exaggeration, practically every day I get to hear the stories directly from investors saying, "Wow, this is awesome. Hey, thanks for doing this. This is how it's making me feel. I feel like I can do this now." And that is what being a great investor is about. The only way to be an investor is you have to be invested. But, you know, everyone's like, "Yeah, we understand that it's emotional. We understand all that." But that's why Asset Lock is so effective. And I know that you're realizing this, Chuck, is that it hits at the heart of what the issue is. And it's the, "Oh my gosh, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow." Nobody does, and nobody ever will. No system, no human being. So it only makes logical sense for us to sit down and say, if events occur, then let's have an action plan just in case. And we're surrounded that by in life. Like, that's why, you know, when I grew up going to school, they're like, "Okay, we're going to do fire drills. So if there's a fire, this is how we're going to walk out of the building, and this is how we're going to get out." And that's exactly what the concept of Asset Lock is about. It's like, "Hey, these events happen. Well, it's going to trigger for that advisor to reach out and have a phone call and sit down and say, hey, is the current plan still the way we want it to go? Do we want to change directions? Yes, no," and so on. But day one, it is a predetermined point of conversation, and it's exciting.
Well, Jason, I can tell you from previous experiences, people's risk tolerance changed dramatically when there's a dramatic reduction in the market. I can guarantee you they'll want to change their risk-alize because they'll realize that they maybe were too aggressive. Hey, listen, I got to take a quick break here, but I appreciate you calling in today. You're going to be with us November 30th at the Holiday Inn Airport, 8439 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, 7 to 9. And in all my ads, I say the future is now. And I'm telling you, if you don't attend this meeting, you're going to miss out on an introduction of something that is really dramatic and life-changing for the investment world.
Thank you, Chuck, for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jason. We'll be taking a quick break, and I'll be talking to you next week.
All right. Have a great week.
Jim. Thank you. Thanks, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the tax investigator. And maybe we're going to talk a little bit about the new tax code, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll be right back with, hey, anchors away, baby. This is for all you Navy vets. We thank you, and God bless you.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We're located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Do you have a tax question? Here's your opportunity to ask Kevin Stege, CPA and shareholder of the Baker Coulson CPA firm, that tax question that's been keeping you up at night. You can call Kevin 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the CPA with the tax answers, Kevin Stege.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified, and we do welcome your calls, 503-417-9595, 877-733-1011. And, you know, you both have put in some distinguished service. I haven't had to do that, and I am grateful to all of you who have, all the way back to, centuries we've been fighting for freedom, and that's a good thing. When you leave this country and you come back, sometimes that's a kind of an eye-opener when you come back to realize how much you love this country. So that's a good thing we've got here, and we're very blessed. Well, today on the Tax Investigator, I will say I need to thank one of our listeners, Bob, who emailed me after last week's show. I had a broken tax bracket I was talking about, and the numbers didn't work. You know, what do they say about accountants?
Say it ain't so.
Accountants, old accountants never die. They just get out of balance. So,
Whoa.
That's okay. Old lawyers never die. They just lose their appeal.
Oh, ouch. I thought they, okay. But anyway,
I'm not going there.
Until we get some hard tax brackets, how about we consider any talk about the new tax code entertainment at this point until we actually have some numbers or some
actually,
facts.
Actually, they pass a bill.
Exactly.
Might be kind of nice.
Yeah. So anyway, if you heard my scenario last week, it didn't work, but it sounded good. But anyway. But we actually will talk about it more here in a second, some of the more business proposals. But before we do that, I understand we have a caller.
Yeah, we've got a caller on the line, Michaels. Are you there, Michael?
Maybe not quite yet. All right, we'll get to Michael when we get there. first off, we're going to talk about a non-tax issue, and I always like to just highlight some things that I think are significant in our economy, or particularly in our Northwest area in Portland. And I see that Portland and Seattle, and this is no surprise, are in the top 10 for the severely unaffordable housing. And to start with, the top five are in a class all their own. And basically what this is this is take the median house price and divide it by the median household income. And apparently this is a good gauge for housing affordability. And the top five, four California cities and Honolulu, are no surprising. When there's a shortage of housing supply, i.e. Honolulu, that can force this up. But Portland and Seattle both make the top 10. So roughly, I'm just guessing, 50,000 of medium household income at a factor of 5.5. We're looking at 275 to 300,000 of medium house price. So that's getting back to those good old 2008 numbers. But anyway, just something to consider.
Okay, we got Michael on the line. Michael, are you there?
How you doing, guys? You know,
good.
We just had a daughter in our family yesterday, so she was born on the birthday of the Marine Corps. I find that right nice, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to thank you guys for being in the military and in the Marine Corps and the Air Force. I've got an aunt that just died. I loved her to pieces, believe me. She was 95, but she was a woman's Air Force service pilot during the Second World
War
and flew B-24s. But her favorite airplane was the Mitchell Marauder. That, she swears up and down to this day, is the best airplane that the U.S. government ever built.
And she would know. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
And I was on a tin can, and we used to like to take the Army guys out, you know, and get them to a place to maneuver and all that. I was in peacetime, and we really loved watching getting sick and all that was.
Yeah, getting seasick. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you have anything to do with having to?
No, fortunately, I did not. But you lit Carl's eyes up when you talked about her being in the Air Corps.
Well, look at here. Yeah, you could look her up, you know, if she's really interested. Her name was Irma Story, and she's on the net. And
oh, wow.
Her wings are in the Walk of Fame at the Smithsonian. Okay, so yeah, she ended up, when she came out, she was a major in the.
Now, was she from Portland, for the Portland area?
Oh, she is from California.
Oh, okay.
And,
gosh, that's cool.
There was only, I know you're getting a little history lesson. I know this is about finances, and I'm sorry to drift here a little bit, but it is, you know, Veterans Day, man.
Absolutely. And you know what? Yeah, we are a financial show and a estate planning show and a CPA show, but we're all about people, too. And all of us have people in our lives who, like your aunt, We are thankful for that we had them in our family and in their lives, absolutely.
Oh, well, yeah, I had two uncles that fought in World War II. My dad was 4F. One of them was on an aircraft carrier in the Battle of Okinawa and got torpedoed, you know, and yeah, he survived it, thank God. He was, and another one that fought in Europe, you know, he was in the Army. And you know what? Now he's starting to get me a little choked up here.
Yeah.
A little bit choked up here. You know, this is a big day that is, okay, I don't want to go in it. But anyway, you know what, financially, as long as we're on the phone and I can talk to you a little bit, we have, my wife and I have Franklin Templeton, you know, that's where our money is, and bought a couple of houses, and my personal thing that I like to do, and I'd like your little tidbit of information on this. I know that I hear ups and downs, but I like to, when I can afford it, to buy junk silver and Cougarans. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely.
It's not the majority.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, we tell clients, you know, having 5% in precious metals is always a good thing to do in your portfolio, about 5%. And we don't recommend more than that because of the volatility, but absolutely. And most people who are buying silver and gold and actually buy the actual silver and gold are going to end up leaving it to their heirs anyway. You're going to end up leaving it to your grandkids or kids.
Grandkids.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, Michael, but,
wanted to ask you one more question.
Sure.
This tax bill that's coming up in the Senate and the House of Representatives, I don't have very much trust for politicians. What do you guys think of that?
Well, I agree 100% with what you just said. I don't have any trust in them either.
Oh, well, okay, well, I know you guys are going to talk more, so I'm going to listen to your program and talk a little bit about people like my wife and I who are obviously older. What in the world do we do?
Well, absolutely, and what I would say to you is the same I would say to anybody, and that is, it never hurts to get a second opinion on what you're doing, and you might want to check with myself or another financial advisor, just kind of have them go over what you're doing, and tell you that, hey, you're doing great, or maybe you need to tweak a little bit here or there. But I would certainly say, I tell everybody, look, if I went to the doctor and I got some bad news, the first thing I'm doing is getting a second opinion.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, absolutely, in your investing, it never hurts to take a look, have somebody else take a look at what you're doing.
I'll take that into it. We have thought about that for a bit, and we did that with one person, and I ended up absolutely not trusting the guy. I didn't want to be in the same room with him.
Well, then you need to talk to somebody else. You know, unfortunately, in every line of business, there's good and bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you just got to walk away and find somebody else. But
yeah,
that's what we'd recommend you do is there's a lot of, I'll say this, I've been in the business a long time. There's a lot of good people in our business. There's a few that aren't so good. But I truly believe the majority of the people are trying to do the right thing. And so I just keep trying that. Listen, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. And again, we salute all the veterans today. And Kevin, we're going to come back and Carl's comments. And if you want to add some more in there, just feel free.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Hi, I'm Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the radio program Investing Simplified. I recently left the Warren Allen Law Firm to open my own office. Professional and personable service have always been the hallmarks of my practice. I believe that this move will allow me to spend more time with my clients. For more than 37 years, it has been my privilege to assist clients with practical estate planning with wills, trusts, powers of attorney, advance directives, and other documents, so that they may have peace of mind knowing that their affairs are in order. When probate becomes necessary, emotions of family members may become fragile. Having an experienced attorney that can empathize with what the client is going through makes the process much easier. My new office is conveniently located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, just across from Mall 205, and my phone number is 971-229-0585. That's 971-229-0585.
Got a legal question? Coming up is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney, with Carl's comments. You can call Carl now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Carl Jepsen.
All right, send lawyers, guns, well, welcome back to Investing Simplified, and it's time to have Carl's comments, and I usually try to talk about something that has come up in my practice in recent times or that I thought of during my practice in recent times. And one of those things is the selection of your trustee or personal representative. And I just want to throw down sort of the proposition that sometimes your children or your relatives are not the best choice. And not only for reasons of potential elder abuse, but sometimes people just don't have the temperament or the kind of skill or the time to act as a fiduciary in a trustee position. Or sometimes there is a family dynamic wherein certain siblings feel that they have to control all of the other siblings.
And that is the one that you do not want as a trustee. Now, the problem is, if you name that person as your personal representative or trustee, or you don't, rather, then what happens is he is mad because he's not the guy. So he gives everybody a hard time and usually ends up costing everybody else a whole bunch of money by dragging them into unnecessary and unreasonable timetables and threats and objections and things like that. And when all of that stuff takes place, you know, the people who are innocent, who are trying to get along and being just absolutely reasonable and realizing that the process takes time and all of those sorts of things, they end up losing money. And so does the guy who's making the big stink about it. So my thinking is, however you manage those kinds of disputes during the time that the kids were kids, I suggest you apply it in the same way now and just say, you know, okay, how do we shut this guy up? Or how do we put him away? And how do we satisfy this guy, which you probably can't do? But take steps to deal with that. And one of the best ways to do that, especially if you know that this person is persistent and irrational and all of those kinds of things, then don't appoint them as the trustee. And then number two, make sure that you get an independent trustee that's got some chops, you know, somebody who can really stand up to him and say, look it, pal, you know, all you're doing is costing a lot of money. I'm not doing that. Go away. And you need those guys sometimes. And everybody will save money. And the guy who's the family bully, he's not as likely to go after the independent trustee. So just a thought. Might cost a little bit more money for the trustee, but it'll or the personal representative, but I think that it'll preserve some family harmony, and you know keep people out of the unhappy loop. Well, they're going to be unhappy anyway. You know those folks make their views known, but at least they don't affect the process quite as much.
You know, Carl, one of the things is knowing your family dynamics, because as you and I know, we've had families that have just been really easy to work with. I think one particular family, all four of the kids were just, everybody's on the same page. There was no egos. There was no, the oldest brother was about as easygoing as you could get, and the youngest child was about as easy as you could get, and they all kind of commingled together, and nobody had wanted anything more than to share with the other because they were all missing their parents.
Yeah, and as I recall, we were able to actually administer that trust in like 3 weeks, something like that.
Probably even less than that.
I mean, yeah. Now that's pretty rare.
Yeah,
I don't want to promise that, but yeah. But that's when there's this perfect storm, it really can happen well that way.
But the great thing is the parents did totally understand the dynamics and mm-hmm. knew and were never worried about when something would happen. And in this case, the mom and dad died within 30 days of each other.
Right.
But one of those rare things. But the fact is, you got to know your family dynamics when you do this, because you don't want to put the wrong person in charge.
Absolutely.
It create a lot of problems.
Well, I also, that was my practical tip today, was choose your personal representative and trustees wisely. That would also apply to your agent and your attorney, in fact, in the power of attorney. So, but I also try to share some rules of, or shall we say, sayings of wisdom. I'm not going to call wisdom, it should be in quotes because it's coming from me. But anyway, I call them legal proverbs, and I'm not going to go through the whole list. But I thought I'd share a couple that I think are pretty important, especially in the estate planning area. And that is, drafting your own trust. Your own trust is like learning how to swim from a book. Or, you know, kind of, you know, I mean, yeah, think about that. You know, brain surgery while you do it.
I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I get it, yeah. Very true, too.
And this one has nothing to do with estate planning, but it's probably one of those things that many people run across, and they can't believe it at first, but they'll find out that it's really true. And that is, if you have a dispute with your neighbor, and he's really, 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 truly crazy, move. That's it. Move.
Move.
It's not worth it. The fight's not worth it.
And don't turn your back on
it. Exactly. Yeah. Watch your back, lock the doors, load the guns. Yeah. Okay. So there are three fundamental rules of contract law. Get it in writing. Get it in writing. And get it in writing. That comes from law school somewhere.
Did they get that from real estate, location?
Yeah, well, I guess. Yeah. Okay, here's one. Protecting a foolish child's inheritance with a trust
punishes your trustee and doesn't solve the problem. Spend the money while you're alive.
Well said. There's some wisdom in that.
This one, this one's for Kevin. Not even lawyers can avoid taxes. Let's see. I'll finish up with the estate planning attorney who owns a 67 Cobra has done everything perfectly.
I knew that had to come in there somewhere.
It's a job well done.
That had to come in there. Well, listen, we're gonna take a quick break and come back with the Knowledge Trust, where we're gonna kind of open it up. And I'm also going to get a call here, so we will, if you want to pick up the phone and give us a call, pick it up and give us a call at 503-417-9595, toll free 877-733-1011. Don't forget, November 30th, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Holiday Inn at Airport 8439 Northeast Columbia Boulevard. We'll be right back.
So often, a life-changing opportunity presents itself. That opportunity is right now. Chuck Price of Price Financial Group Wealth Management is hosting an event that will introduce you to a new, revolutionary concept that will change how we invest and how we look at our retirement plans in the future. It's called Asset Lock, and it is now. Imagine what it will be like to stop with the guessing and wondering about your financial future and actually see and learn about the key to unlock the newly discovered science that will change retirement plans forever. You deserve to take control of your retirement future. And now you can. If you have a minimum of $100,000 in your 401k, 403b, TSP, or 457 plan, you cannot afford to miss this event. November 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Portland Airport on Columbia Boulevard. Not only will you hear about Asset Lock, you will meet and hear from its inventor and founder. Special guest, Chasen Jenkins. Register now by calling to reserve your seats. 503-253-3000. Limited space is available. 503-253-3000. And witness the future today.
Investments, tax questions, or legal concerns? Get them all answered now for free. Call Chuck, Kevin, or Carl for your answers. Call 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's the Knowledge Trust.
Well, welcome back to Investing Simplified. And this is a time when the three of us just kind of go through maybe some things that we've been working on or certain cases that we've done during the week. But I also got a caller on the line, actually calling in from Iowa. It looks like Sherry's calling in from Des Moines. Are you there, Sherry?
Yeah, I am, Chuck. I'm actually just here right over the river in Camas, Washington, but I still have a Iowa number, 515.
Okay, it's weird because that's the first time it showed up like that. Before, it just showed up your name, but this time actually showed where the phone was from. They got a new system here, new phone system, so kind of cool. Okay.
We were excited. We thought we were national all of a sudden.
We thought you'd taken this thing across the world for us.
Or maybe you'd talk about some special corn recipe from Iowa.
Hey, you never know. You never know what you're going to get with me, right?
Yeah. Well, Sherry, tell us what's going on in the world of nutrition and what's been happening on the people that have listened to our show and have went on your program.
Okay, great. Thanks. I just want to do a quick recap. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I do want to give a special shout out to the veterans today. Happy Veterans Day. And one of our veterans that the listeners will remember is Seth McNerland.
Oh, my gosh. What a star.
Yes, what a star. And he is now down 48 pounds, 48, and 5 pant sizes.
Wow.
And so my mentor, Mark McDonald, Mark actually featured him last week nationally. So nationally, people are knowing who Seth McNerland is, and that's because of your show. And he will inspire many people now.
Oh, that is so terrific. Yeah, I saw the pictures on Facebook, and I was just absolutely amazed at the difference before and after with him. Unbelievable.
Yes. And then we have another gal. She's in North Carolina, and she's actually a wife of a veteran, and she is down. She did the challenge that we had the last time, the Fit for Fall, Chuck, and she is down in 5 weeks, 20 pounds, and she's lost 5 inches off her waist.
Wow.
Yeah. And I have a couple more just to give a shout-out. Jerry and Linda, they are rocking the program together. And, you know, what's so great about this is, like I said, anybody can do this. This is the way our body was meant to be fed. We are supposed to stabilize blood sugar. We're supposed to use food to create homeostasis and, you know, feed our machine. Our body wants to be fed. It's just like a car. And Jerry, 11 pounds in 1 week in detox, learning how to use his food to burn fat, and Linda, 8 pounds. And they're doing it together. They're loving cooking together, learning what each other likes for spices, getting salt out of their diet. You know, we just have too much salt. All America just has way too much salt in their diet. Another gal from your show, and I think this is really a big deal, she actually listened to me for the first time, like the first time I was on, and she had talked to me. And then it takes sometimes a little while for a person to be ready. But she called me back, and she's ready, and she's now down 8 pounds. And she's a corporate mom, super busy. So, again, this program's for anybody. You can be busy. You can be at stay at home. You know, you will be taught how to balance your blood sugars. And my next 8-week experience is called Jumpstart Your Holidays. What do you think of that, Chuck?
I love it. I love it. You know, one thing I do want to clarify for people, too, is that if you have blood sugar, it doesn't necessarily mean you're overweight. You know, there are people who are not overweight who have a blood sugar problem. And this way of eating can help those people every bit as well.
Very true, Chuck. Very true. A lot of people say, oh, I don't need to lose weight. This program isn't for me. No, it is for you because you need to understand how your body works. You will get more energy. You will have less sugar cravings. That's another one. I'm coaching a gal from Wisconsin, and she's, besides losing weight, she doesn't have sugar cravings. So she's so excited because now through the holidays, she's going to be able to, you know, not gain that holiday weight. She will either maintain or possibly lose.
Well, I'm going to kind of let the cat out of the bag here a little bit, Sherry, because Sherry and I and Dr. Susan Lewis the three of us are combining to work together to put together a book. And we haven't came out with the exact title of the book yet, but I was hoping to get it done by Christmas, but we're not going to make it. There's just too much that's got to get done. But certainly we'll have the book out by 2/18. And it's going to be a book, and simply right now the theme of it is how you can be wealthy, healthy, and have a happy life. And we haven't came out with the exact title yet, but Sherry's been working hard on it, and I know Dr. Sue has, and we're working with a professional writer who's helping us. And also we got a very nice endorsement from Mark McDonald.
Yes, Mark is very excited about that as well.
Yeah, and so we'll be talking more about that on future shows.
I'm very excited about that. So the next challenge for all you listeners out there is called Jumpstart Your Holidays, and this is what I can help you with during the holidays. I can help you win with your health during the holidays. I can help you eat balanced meals at holiday parties. I can help you eliminate holiday cravings, and I can help you still drink alcohol and still get results. What about that, Chuck?
I'll drink to that.
Yes.
That was an easy softball to hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can help you steal some exercise during a busy season, show you how to work out smarter, not harder. All you have to do is contact me at team@team-bliss.com and send me a quick email or register for my 6 favorite meals.
Well, Sherry, we appreciate you taking the time, and I thought for sure you were in Iowa today, but that's okay. That's okay. Listen, thanks a lot for giving us a call. We're going to get right back to our knowledge trust. So thanks, Sherry. Appreciate the call. I'll see you on the 30th, too, by the way.
Okay. Absolutely. Yep, thanks, Chuck.
Yep.
Bye.
And listen, for all of you out there, Sherry McCann says at www.team-bliss.com. Make sure you put that hyphen in there because there's a lot of websites. So make sure you put that in. Yeah, team-bliss. Okay? So, .com. Anyway, to get back to talking about the markets and the, well, tax thing, especially, Kevin, it's very frustrating when the government can't seem to get their heads together and come up with a tax bill. It really shouldn't be that complicated.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that 1986 tax reform took a fair amount of time for them to basically vet out all their ideas, make sure it was what they wanted it to be. I hope we're not rushing to something, leaving some loopholes. I like the general idea that we are leveling the playing field, not only on the federal level, but internationally. And I thought I would just briefly talk about the concept of the U.S. going to a territorial tax system and kind of educate our listeners what actually that means for on the business side of things. And we'll make it very short here. But in general, the U.S. has a worldwide tax system. The U.S. taxes a company's worldwide income, individuals also, but it's worldwide income. If you happen to pay taxes in another country on that same income, you get a credit, and then you pay the difference to the back to the U.S. And so basically, we're at U.S.-sourced income or sourced businesses are at a disadvantage because we have such a high corporate tax rate. Other countries have an average rate of around 20-21%. Our highest rate is at 35. So basically, it doesn't matter if you pay tax in a lower country, you're going to have to pay the difference up to the 35% to the U.S. So basically, they're going to make it territorial where the income earned in that country is taxed at that country's rate and no difference. And by lowering our rate, it's going to make U.S. companies want to keep their income coming into the U.S. And basically, we are back on par with most of the rest of the industrialized world. So that's the general idea.
So how do they determine what income's in is earned in the country and what isn't? I'm just thinking of the factory situation. You got a factory in, you know, whatever, Ireland, and yep, you make all the widgets and you sell them in Canada. Do you get taxed in Canada or are you to get taxed in Ireland?
That is the major loophole where companies like Apple, and I'm going to pick on Apple because they're all about big government, but they're all about skirting their taxes to the nth degree. And basically what they did was they set up their company in Ireland. They transferred their intellectual property over to that company in Ireland. Now that is not part of the U.S. current tax system. And so then when they sell their iPhones or whatever, all that income, when they sell them anywhere across the world, it's sourced to Ireland and taxed at Ireland, and it's not even part of the U.S. tax system. Doesn't even get looked at because, yes, Apple is a U.S. company, but this is a company that is set up and based in Ireland. It's not part of Apple proper. So you think you're buying an Apple phone supporting U.S.? No, you're not. So that's how they've got around all of this, and basically we would wipe that incentive away to have stuff taxed.
Yeah, it really needs to change.
Yeah,
we have trillions of dollars outside the United States that needs to come back in here and be working for our economy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Hey, Chuck, I thought I'd bring up something that it's right down your bailiwick, and even our chat with Jason earlier. This is a poll that was done by Schwab. And it's very telling, and I don't think we have to look very deep to understand what's happening here. Almost two-thirds of millennials say that they are very or extremely confident in making their own investment decisions. Two-thirds of them making their own investment decisions. Generation Xers like myself, less than half. Baby boomers, less than 40%. And I think that
would you like to know the reason why?
Tell us, Chuck.
It's called experience.
Exactly.
Because when you go out there and think you can do something that you don't have any training in doing, and you suddenly get a bloody nose, you find out you need to go to a doctor.
That's exactly
And it might
right.
be a financial doctor, but you need to go see a doctor because, look, all the historical studies about investing for yourself, generally speaking, over 10 and 20-year periods of time, they end up being negative. So, you know, and it's easy for the younger people to say that, but until they go out and do it.
That's right.
That's a whole different story.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a few people that can do it. I mean, there are some people who have been very, very good investors, you know, and I always kind of laugh when people say, well, look at Warren Buffett. You know, Warren Buffett's the greatest personal, you know, individual investor ever. And yes, he is. And he's built up a great financial net worth. But don't forget, in 2008, he lost somewhere around $15 to $19 billion. Most people, if they lost 8 or 10% or 20% of their portfolio, would have a cardiac arrest. It didn't bother him.
Yep.
It was a blimp on the highway of long-term investing because he's a long-term investor. But anybody else lose that kind of money would be dead.
Yeah. Until you've gone through a serious housing downturn, until you have gone through a tuck pop or what was it, Black Monday,
yep.
Those change you.
Yeah, we like to say that the market cycles teach you to grow up in a hurry.
Yeah.
Because reality sets in, and, you know, you got to have somebody. It's kind of like when you said, Carl, about somebody doing their own will and their own trust. You know, you're doing your own planning. There's gonna be things that come up along the way that you just don't have any experience for, and I could tell you, nothing pays like experience of having been there before, and it does make a difference.
That's what does they say. Experience is the product of mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The greatest thing that you can do in life is to embrace your mistakes and learn from them. It's not to try to cover them up because they're going to come back and bite you in the rear anyway. But it's to embrace the mistake and learn from it and hopefully not make the same mistake over and over again.
Yep.
You know, it's like the guy who says, you know, I'm not going to pay income taxes. Well, guess what? First time he gets that letter from the IRS, and it's a registered letter. By the way, the IRS does not call you on the phone. Those guys have been calling me all week.
Have they really?
Oh, my God. It's like, you know, and I keep blocking the numbers, and they call on another number. It's like they got my phone. I think I upset them when I told them my attorney was next door and they could come over and see me at the office anytime. And since then, I've been just getting so many calls. It's just crazy. And they're on my cell phone. We gotta start a national referendum about how you are able to block solicitors on a cell phone. That should be a big business for somebody to do. Do you guys get any of those kind of calls on your cell phone?
I think that there should be some way that we can, and I bet you there's technology that could do this, but that you got your cell phone and you get one of those calls or if you're on your computer and you get, you know, offed by one of their computer hacker guys, and a button that you can push on either one of those devices that sends a signal back to wherever it went to and melts their device.
You've been seeing a lot of sci-fi movies lately.
I mean, I think they can do that. And
I'd be happy if they had a little button you could push and it blows up their computer. I'd be happy with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is to all the vets out there. We thank you for your service. And Kevin, how somebody get a hold of you?
Baker-Colson.com.
Carl Jepson it's Carl at CarlJepsonLaw.com.
Well, you could put the Carl Jepson in there, too.
Yeah,
probably
could.
Still come
yeah,
to you. Yeah.
971-229-0585.
Okay, and you can reach me at pfgwm.com on the web, or 503-253-3000, or 877-50-PRICE. Don't forget our Asset Lock seminar on November 30th at the Holiday Inn. You got to reserve your spot. We're going to have a lot of people there. So make sure you call my office, 503-253-3000. 300 or 3000 and register for that seminar. Thank you very much, and thanks to all the vets, and God bless you all.
Listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Every so often, a life-changing opportunity presents itself. That opportunity is right now. Chuck Price of Price Financial Group Wealth Management is hosting an event that will introduce you to a new, revolutionary concept that will change how we invest and how we look at our retirement plans in the future. It's called Asset Lock, and it is now. Imagine what it will be like to stop with the guessing and wondering about your financial future and actually see and learn about the key to unlock the newly discovered science that will change retirement plans forever. You deserve to take control of your retirement future. And now you can. If you have a minimum of $100,000 in your 401k, 403b, TSP, or 457 plan, you cannot afford to miss this event. November 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Portland Airport on Columbia Boulevard. Not only will you hear about Asset Lock, you will meet and hear from its inventor and founder, special guest, Jason Jenkins. Register now by calling to reserve your seats. 503-253-3000. Limited space is available. 503-253-3000. And witness the future today.